There's so much more to your story than what's on the surface. God is calling you to dive deeper, to see how your joys, losses, dreams, and experiences have shaped you. What will the Holy Spirit speak to your soul through emotionally healthy spirituality?
Welcome to church on this beautiful, sunny, cold Sunday morning. You guys are here, and I'm so excited that you're here because we're continuing the sermon series called Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. Actually, last week was just the introduction. This week is week one in the sermon series. So I'm really excited that you're here, and let me encourage you to be a part of what God is doing in this house. Because I truly believe that this series has the potential to transform your life. Do you trust me as your pastor? Do you trust me? Do you believe me? And I've been preaching for 25 years. And this I know, that this sermon series could transform your life. And this is the thing I want to encourage you with, is that you get what you give. Right? If you just come on Sundays and you just want to be a spectator, then you'll watch a great worship experience, right? You'll watch a great service, right? But if you want life transformation, you have to invest yourself. You have to be willing to listen. You have to be willing to hear. You have to be willing to participate. How many are with me on that, right? So if you invest yourself, not just be a participant, but if you invest your life in listening and doing, Scriptures teach us that. Don't just be hearers of the word, be doers. This I know, God is going to begin a deep transforming work in your heart and in your life. Because what we need more than ever is for Jesus not to just change our exterior life. We need Jesus to change our interior life. We need Jesus to go beneath the surface of our life. And in order for that to happen, we have to give him access to that. So let me encourage you, over these next few weeks, give Jesus access to what's beneath the surface of your life. So in conjunction with the sermon series, let me encourage you to participate in Wednesday night small groups. I want to call it small groups, but basically it's a course that I will be facilitating on Wednesday nights. And it starts at 7 o'clock p.m. and it's in person and on Zoom. So you should have received a card on the way in, and take that card, fill it out if you haven't registered yet. We have like over 35 or 40 people already signed up for Zoom only. It's pretty insane. It's great. So you will come into the class through Zoom, and we will have in-person as well. We have lots of people signed up. It's going to be really exciting. So this is what I want you to do over the next 7 weeks. I want you to listen to Sunday sermons. So far, you can check that box off. Check. So everybody say check. Check. Now, if you miss a Sunday, let me encourage you to go to our website, watch it. You can download the podcast. Listen to the Sunday sermon. Okay, so if something happens, you have to work or something happens in your life, listen to Sunday sermon. Next, read the coinciding chapter in the Emotionally Healthy Spirituality book. You can order those books at emotionallyhealthy.org or go to our website. You'll see the EHS link, and there you hit a link to order the books. The books are so important in staying in tune with what's happening here. So, for example, this week, we're going to ask you right now to start reading chapter 1. Is that good for everybody? Chapter 1. Now, listen, I know what you might be saying. I didn't order it yet. If you go to the website, they give you chapter 1 for free. And you have chapter 1 in a workbook for free. So you can start today or go to Amazon. You could read the first chapter for free. So today, this week, it takes about 15 minutes. But this is the thing about this book. You can't go ahead. You can't jump ahead. You just got to read one chapter at a time because the book has to read you. You just don't read the book. You guys with me so far? Okay, so read the coinciding chapter. So what chapter do we read this week? Very good. Then you're going to attend Wednesday class in person or Zoom. You attend a course. And after Wednesday class, you're going to start reading the day-by-day devotional. Okay? For week, what week? Very good. You guys are awesome. So can we all do that? Can we all participate in that way? And this is what's really awesome is that you can do this on your own time as well. And even if you aren't able to attend the class, you can still read with us and you can still watch on Sundays and allow Jesus to do a deep work in your life. So today, we're in week one of EHS. And today we're going to be talking about the problem with emotionally unhealthy spirituality. Before we dive into what it means to be emotionally healthy, we have to understand what it means to be unhealthy. Because the reality is this: you can only be spiritually mature if you are emotionally mature. And what I've learned over the 25 years of pastoring and in ministry and pastoring multiple churches, what I've learned the most, actually Paul teaches it in 1 Corinthians 12, is that our biggest struggle is with our own immaturities. So many of us are like emotional infants, and we're living our lives like infants. And God doesn't want us to remain the same. God doesn't want us to remain as emotional infants. He wants us to grow. He wants us to mature. And he wants to transform those areas of our life to help us grow emotionally as well as spiritually. And just because you've been a follower of Jesus for 20 years doesn't mean you naturally grow into spiritual adulthood. You could be a 20-year-old follower of Jesus and still act like an infant and have an immature spirituality. We read that in 1 Corinthians where Paul is talking to the church and he's like, you guys are acting like kids, like babes. You know, grow up in your faith. And what God wants for us is to grow. And what my desire for you as a pastor is to grow and mature and become healthy. And it begins with emotional health. So check this out. This year, we're going to touch on emotional health. Because how many know the best is yet to come? God has more in store, right? This year is going to be one of our best years. How many believe that? And I believe it. I receive it. And the reason why this is going to be one of your best years, you know why? We are going to get healthy. And we're going to start with emotional health. We're going to talk about some mental health. We're going to do sermons in the next throughout the year. We're going to touch on some mental health issues. We're going to touch on physical health. I knew I wouldn't get amens on that. Like, everybody's like, yeah, amen, pastor. Emotional health, what about physical health? Wait, what? Physical health? We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. My temple has a little dome. I don't know about yours. That's my shape. I have a dome. So I was watching the video earlier, because sometimes I say, how do I look on stage while I'm preaching? Because, yeah, I have issues. So I was looking at it, and I sat in a chair, and then the shirt, you can see the little belly button hole. This is messed up. You guys don't know. You guys don't know. How's that look? Too tight? Then you see this here. Hold on. Somebody help. All right. Now I messed up the whole sermon. So we're going to talk about physical health. We're going to talk about financial health. We're going to get financially healthy. We got to get, how many know that? We got to get financially healthy. We're going to talk about relational health. I'm already getting the sermon series for the fall. I think I'm going to do it. Like healthy relationships. We're going to talk about marriage. marriage. So you name it, this is the year that we're going to touch on it. Because I feel God is saying, TC, get healthy. Get healthy. It's time to get healthy. Right? Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, in every way. It's so important that we get healthy. So let me encourage you to be a part of what God is doing in this house. Stay committed to this house, because this is where God has you. And this is what God wants to do in your life. He wants to take us beneath the surface and do a work in us, okay? As we begin today, I want to talk to you about a story that just gripped me. Very sad story, but it's a story that really demonstrates the importance of working on our soul, being healthy on the soul level. I want to introduce to you, I don't know if you know her, maybe you do, Chesley Christ, beautiful young lady, 2019 Miss USA winner, not too long ago. Chesley's 30 years old. In this photo, she was probably 28. And after this, she became a news correspondent, interviewing people like The Rock, Denzel Washington, all the famous stars. She worked for Extra. She was also smart. She had a law degree. She was a lawyer. So imagine this, young ladies, pretty teen ladies. Think about this. If you had an image for your life by the age of 30, and I were to tell you, you would win Miss USA, you would be a lawyer, you would be famous, you would have money and wealth, do you want to be that person?